This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters in Kenya the fighting in Sudan needs to stop now before more people die and the conflict becomes a regional one. VOA correspondent Mariam Jallo reports from Nairobi.
During a visit to Kenya Wednesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the warring parties in Sudan to put the interest of the Sudanese people first.
The Sudanese are facing a humanitarian catastrophe. Hospitals destroyed, humanitarian warehouses looted, millions facing food insecurity.
He says both Sudanese generals need to put an end to the more than 2 weeks of fighting.
The fighting needs to stop. And to stop now, before more people die and this conflict explodes into an all-out war.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Russia claimed it foiled an overnight attack by Ukrainian drones on the Kremlin, calling it an unsuccessful assassination attempt against President Vladimir Putin and promising retaliation for what it termed a terrorist act. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denied it.
We don't attack Putin or Moscow. We fight on our territory.
There was no independent verification of the reported attack, and Russia supplied no evidence to support it. Facing rising gang violence amid deep political and economic crises, Haiti is, quote, dangling over an abyss, the UN human rights chief warned Wednesday, reiterating a call for the immediate deployment of an international support force. The Caribbean nation, the poorest in the Americas, has been gripped by political and economic crises since the July 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. This is VOA News. Brazilian police on Wednesday raided former President Jair Bolsonaro's home and seized his cell phone as part of an investigation into his COVID-19 vaccination records. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The investigation may answer questions about how Bolsonaro, a strident coronavirus skeptic who vowed never to get a COVID vaccine, was registered as vaccinated in health records made public in February. Bolsonaro confirmed a raid on his home to journalists Wednesday and reiterated that he has never taken a COVID vaccine. He also denied he had any role in allegedly forging documents. Police said they were investigating false data allegedly added to a national COVID-19 database between November 2021 and December 2022, when Bolsonaro was president.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Donald Trump has called a rape claim against him ridiculous in a video deposition. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Trump called a writer's claim that he raped her at a Manhattan department store the most ridiculous, disgusting story. His comments came in a recorded video deposition shown in court. The former president said the allegations were made up and that the assault against E. Jean Carroll never happened. And a former writer for People magazine, Natasha Stoynoff, testified that Trump forcibly kissed her against her will while showing her around his Mar-a-Lago estate in 2005, while she was there for an article about his first wedding anniversary with his third wife, Melania. Trump's attorneys say they will not call any witnesses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say a woman identified as the wife of a Texas man suspected of killing five of his neighbors has been arrested for hindering his capture. Montgomery County Sheriff Rand Henderson says the 53-year-old was taken into custody on Wednesday. He identified her as the suspect of the wife of Francisco Oropeza, who was captured Tuesday night in the closet of a house after a four-day manhunt. An American sprinter who won three Olympic medals is dead at the age of 32. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
USA Track and Field and Icon Management have announced the death of Tory Bowie, but no cause has been given. Bowie turned in an electric performance at the 2016 Rio Olympics, winning silver in the 100 meters and bronze in the 200. She then ran the anchor leg on a 4x100 relay team that won the gold medal. A year later, she won the 100 meters at the 2017 World Championships. She also helped the 4x100 team to a gold medal. USA Track and Field CEO Max Siegel says Bowie's impact on the sport is immeasurable. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.